And finally, Punch, the monkey, look him up, the baby Japanese macaque monkey in Ichikawa Zoo, abandoned by his mother, seen across the world cuddling, clutching and playing with an orange orangutan teddy. Heartbreaking stuff. Well, good news, Punch has been integrated into the zoo's wider troop of monkeys now. He's found a friend, a surrogate parent, seen being groomed and playing with another monkey. However, after weeks of being rejected by his peers, it seems he is happy now. To talk us through the integration process, we're joined by Jerry Creighton. He's former operations manager at Dublin Zoo. Morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Yeah, it's a wonderful story about Punch, one that pulls on the heartstrings, as they say. We always have this affinity with apes and primates.
Yeah, poor Punch. And at least a happy ending. Have you ever seen anything like this before when you were at the zoo?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, we did. Animals will handle it. First and foremost, you have to analyse and understand why the animal was rejected. And that can be for many, many different reasons. In the past, it could be, habitat design, the wrong social structure. We're in a group, inexperienced mother that was previously hand-raised herself. Because animals, macaques that live in a complex hierarchical society, have to learn from one another. But also young females in primates and chimpanzees, orangutans and all, when they come into their first estrus, they're generally mated by the male, because what that means is they get different privileges then. They become higher ranking within the system because they're future breeding females. They have the male is mating with them, so they offer him something that for him to be interested in their protection. So, but a lot of the times they're physically and mentally not able to look after the baby, so they can reject the baby. So when that happens, then you're left with a couple of options, because complex society like ape society, they learn from one another. There's nothing that Jerry can teach them about being a Japanese macaque. A Japanese macaque needs to learn Japanese body language from their own kind. So hand rearing can be a big, big problem. Like now we do assisted rearing, where we can try to keep the animal in the group. But what happened there was obviously the animal was rejected. And the integrations have to happen at a very young age, but it has to be staged. It's not. And the idea of the baby holding the teddy bear is a young primate like that. They're physically much stronger than a human baby, because they have to be held onto the mother's fur. Psychologically, they have to feel the heartbeat of the mother for comfort, for sleeping, for grooming. So the giving them the toy is because they are biologically programmed to hold on and find security in their mother, and sometimes other troop members, other brothers or sisters or older animals.
Didn't you have a chimp called Lucy at home with you at one stage?
That's correct. And I had a very very direct strategy, because I had learned from the past, because I seen that many gorillas and chimpanzees and other animals that we kept them as almost props. Because in the old days in the zoos, there was a great photo opportunity. And, you would keep them there and they would be rolled out at, events and things like that. Thankfully, it's changed. But when Lucy was born, and her mother rejected her straight away, she was inexperienced. Every single day I went down, from the time I was holding Lucy the first day, I brought her down to the chimpanzees the next morning. So they could see her with me, but when I was giving them their drinks and their food, she would hear the sights, the sounds, the vocalizations, the chimpanzee language. And then when she started to get a bit more independent, that I could leave her for a few hours, we built a nursery next to the chimp. So the learned behavior, she was learning the behavior. Okay. So it was more than just an introduction. When she got back in, she was fully integrated. And that's the key word. And this is what worries me a little bit about Punch. Although I've seen it, you want it to be more than just that they're coexisting in a habitat together. They have to be participating in Japanese macaque life, grooming, socializing, interacting together. Okay. Now, I don't know the full story, but I hope that's the case, because you would generally do it staged, where you would have an area within the Japanese macaque habitat that they could see her and touch her, and maybe, through a restricted area, but where she could build confidence and comfort. Like I did see some of them pushing her away, but that was because they're inexperienced. The integrity of the troop is important, and they don't carry passengers. They don't carry, macaques and primates do have a little bit more, but a baby screaming or looking for a pet, if they're not biologically related to it, they'll just push it away. But it seems to have turned the corner, okay, which is good. The vocalizations and the reports are good. So, it's a delicate matter. It's a complex matter. It has to have a plan. It has to have a strategy, because monkeys need monkeys. They don't need people.
Everyone needs a Lucy. Jerry, thank you. Jerry Creighton, former operations manager at Dublin Zoo, 9 o'clock.